Justin Fook joined by Zach Nelson now to talk Horton Lady Charger basketball. Horton is 6-10 on the season. We had Malia Soto on last week. We talked about all the tight losses. And then Friday you had another tough one, Coach, against Mar Hill Mount Academy, losing 35-33. Since then you've had a loss to ACCHS Monday and a win against Oskaloosa Tuesday. But, man, that Mar Hill Mount Academy game, and just as a whole, I mean, your previous game before that was a three-point loss. And I know we talked about it a few times, competing with everybody, but I'm sure you'd love to have a couple second tries at a couple of those close games from this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And luckily for us, our sub-state, we get to play Mauer Hill again. So, we know each other pretty well, and it should be another good close game.
I want to talk about Tuesday night's last night win against Oskaloosa, 63-57, final home game of the year, and your highest scoring total of the season. So, what was clicking? What was especially good about the offense last night?
We actually were very patient. A lot more patient offensively. We moved the ball side to side, and then girls that were getting open, they were hitting down shots. Last night, you know, Malia was attacking the basket, especially at the end of the game. She was going hard at the basket and trying to finish through contact, got to the line pretty well. And then every time Oskaloosa made a run, and Tommy Ann she ended up answering with threes. She ended up, I think, with 6 threes last night, and all of them open off good ball movement, and she just knocked them down with confidence. I think last night was just a confidence for everybody.
I guess it's that time of year that you'd love to have some confidence. You will play one more game before the opening sub-state game at Mar Hill Mount Academy, as you mentioned. So, McLouth, I guess, you're looking at that Friday. I mean, it doesn't mean anything for sub-state, but, man, it could sure be another kind of boost of momentum, right, going into next week?
Definitely. I mean, it's, you know, playing every game, we're using that as, you know, just giving us a little bit more confidence and, you know, just another game to go out and play. I mean, I know we're very fortunate to every team that we've scheduled so far, we've got to play. And I know some teams, they didn't get a full schedule. So, you know, we're just lucky, just one of the lucky ones to be able to finish out the season and with another game.
And final thought, Coach, obviously still a lot to play for and things to be determined, but man, it's been a crazy year. I mean, with COVID, with the weather, some personal stuff, you've had players out, you had to miss time. Yeah. What would you kind of say is the thing that you're going to remember about this season, at least to this point? I mean, what kind of stands out and maybe what you're most proud of for how this team's been able to kind of push through it all?
I mean, honestly, I told the girls, even Monday night and Tuesday, with all the things that we've had to go through, I mean, we have not had a normal week. We haven't had a normal schedule as far as anything. And, we had extra things that went on with our team. But our girls are so resilient. I mean, I can't be more proud of them as far as just the resiliency to, you know, fight through some of the things that they have zero control over. I had zero control over. You know, I lost my dad a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we were able to fight through all that and we just kind of come together as a team at the right time. And, just like I said, the resilience of these girls, I can't be more proud, of their fight and their compete. I mean, we've been in all but, I think, 5 games we had that we lost by double digits, and all the other losses we had, there were single possession games. I mean, we were right there to compete. Like I said, just very proud of them.
Well, I know it's been a certainly trying season, as you've documented, but it's been successful, certainly with some progress made. And we wish you the best of luck going forward, Coach, and into sub-state next week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Justin. Have a good one.
Zach Nelson, head coach of the Horton Girls. We'll talk Charger Boys basketball after this break.